Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Georgia, Kentucky, the Dogs on the road in Lexington. And in this one, you could say they were lucky to come out on top with that victory, because this was a really closely played game. The final 13-12, not a high scoring affair. But again, it's an SEC win for the team. And you come back with a W.
Yeah, it's so interesting to look at the way that this game kind of played out, man. You want to talk about just absolutely getting hit if you're Georgia, and just not really playing terribly well offensively. And I thought that a couple people pointed to it on Twitter. I think David Pollack actually said something to the effect of, I don't know. I think Georgia has a lot of good players in the offensive skill positions. I don't know that they have any great right now the way they did a year ago. I think they do. I think those guys just – I think they have to hit their stride. I think this offense is still kind of searching for an identity, Bo. And I don't know that they found it Saturday night. Now you get 2 weeks off before you head to Tuscaloosa.
Well, I told you guys Friday that this is a game that Kentucky always plays them close, This was going to be another close game. That's just the way it rolls. I mean, I know that's exactly what I said Friday, when I did the picks.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the ceiling going, I don't think you said any of that, dude.
I think I said that on, like, Thursday or something, because these are, whenever they play Kentucky, it seems like these are just really tough games to play, and it is a tough place to play. Up there in Lexington. So, but I think what you were getting at is possibly something that we'll talk about in a man up segment. Yeah. Is that what you were alluding to? So,
gonna be brutal.
It was, Tiff. I actually did say that the last few games there was close, which was my reason for why it wouldn't be close. But you're right, Tiff. Lexington is a tough place to play. The weather wasn't great at times, but it's a tough place to play. I disagree with my old friend and former colleague David Pollack, under the fact that I think they do have some great players. I just don't know if they've hit their stride yet. And to me, I'm not worried about Georgia. They got a week off, if I'm not mistaken, before the Alabama game, which Alabama has a week off, Tiff. And to me, Georgia has always been a team I think that's going to lose at least a game with this schedule. But I don't know if it matters. We were talking about it last night at dinner, me and Arch and Wes and Lloyd. We were talking about what this playoff could look like. And to me, Georgia's goal should be to make the SEC title game, because I think that guarantees them a playoff spot.
I don't know how I feel. That it's going to be an interesting 2 week build up to that game in Tuscaloosa. I have no idea how to feel about it. So we're going to break that down backwards and forward for 2 weeks.
And I'd say the early bye definitely a good thing for the Georgia team. There's a lot of injuries going around, and really a tough matchup like that against Kentucky. The early bye, I think, is a very good thing. All right, on to Alabama and Wisconsin. So Alabama wins 42-10.
Yeah, Tiff, this Alabama offense is feast or famine. I mean, it is like a three and out, or they score in two plays. It's crazy to watch. I don't know if it makes me feel any better. Sustaining drives is not their strong suit, but man, they have one of the most explosive offenses in college football when they get it done. I didn't think they'd get up to 42, but Tyler Van Dyke gets injured on, I think, the third play from scrimmage for Wisconsin. Looked like a torn-up knee, unfortunate for him, and emotional. So Alabama gets it done on the road. I don't know really what to take away other than the fact that you dominated away from home in a very hostile environment, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was an odd game, because I thought Wisconsin looked like they were moving the ball well early in that first drive until Van Dyke goes out. Forgot he had even left Miami to go to Wisconsin. That's what this portal has done. It's changed things up. Boy, the Ryan Williams, man, that kid looks phenomenal. That throw that Milroe made to him on that touchdown, that deep ball, Mike, Tiff, I thought, Williams' speed is so sneaky, because I thought for sure he was going to get lit up by that safety dashing in, and he just ran right by him.
And good for Alabama getting their first, road test, passing it pretty swimmingly on the season. So, hey, let's stay in the SEC, but we'll talk about a team that lost in the SEC to a team that happens to be the team that is my from my alma mater, Georgia State, pulling off a late rally to stun Vanderbilt in a huge upset there. So you could call this a pretty much a signature win for Del McGee, and a great one to start really his tenure there at Georgia State. So they were down 12 points in the fourth quarter, and they came back and then were able to win, 15 seconds remaining in the game, 36-32. So proud of my Panthers. So
yeah, interesting to see them charging the field over there. Storming the field, it's awesome.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing. That was crazy for me. I had my buddy Sut text me about it, and I was like, oh, Vandy's going to pull this off. Clark Lee off to an amazing start this season for them, beating Vatek on week one at home, a team that some people thought could contend for the ACC and still could maybe. I mean, you said it, though, Tiff, Del McGee, signature win, big for him to get the program off on the right foot there. I mean, you lost to Tech, 2 weeks ago? So that's just a huge win, and I do feel a little bit for Vandy because you thought maybe Clark Lee was starting to build something there, but now they look like Vandy again.
Yeah, but Day-Day, real quick, I know you said you were there.
Yeah, I was at the game, and they actually Georgia State kind of let it be known at the beginning of the game that they meant business. They forced Vandy a turnover on Vandy's first possession of the game. And if you go back to that Georgia Tech tape, man, if you watch them, that was the game I was at as well. Georgia State, they have a very dangerous offensive team. They got some very good pieces, so I was not surprised that they pulled off the win.
Go Panthers. On to Texas now and UTSA. And the talk around this one, of course, was about the mobile manning that we saw in this matchup. Texas beating UTSA 56-7, and Arch Manning getting in the game after Quinn Ewers went down with an injury. Texas has two really good quarterbacks, but again, Arch Manning kind of stealing the show there and lighting up the highlight reel.
I don't know that Texas is as good as they possibly could be if Quinn Ewers is the quarterback, but I will tell you this, that Arch Manning seems to be everything that we thought he might be as a quarterback at Texas. So I don't think there's a huge stop off. You look at the way they dealt with business, obviously coming out as the AP number one team in the country yesterday, they look like a very explosive offense, and they look consistent, which I think is a lot of questions you have about a lot of other teams around the country.
Well, Arch Manning's showing that he's the wide receiver's kid. And not the two pocket quarterbacks who could barely move.
Yeah.
I think that's important. I think people also kind of forget that Archie Manning was a guy that could move. And I don't know where Peyton got his genes from. Eli could move a little bit. I'm not sure where. I don't really know where Peyton, other than the fact that he looks like everybody, he doesn't physically act like the other guys. I mean, at least Eli could even move a little bit. We saw that in the Super Bowls that he played in. Peyton Manning, I don't know where his athleticism came from.
Look, Arch, his father's Cooper, and he did, I think he tweeted it or he posted on social media that he gets his speed from his mom's side. Because, I mean, the kid, he was like cutting people up. So yeah. It's like,
he hit a next gear, that's for sure.
All right, LSU defeating South Carolina 36-33, and this came down to the final moments of the game. LSU barely escaping this one. What is LSU?
I got to be honest with you. LSU was one of the most impressive teams that I saw all weekend, just simply from the fact that they climbed back from down being 17-0. I think it was in the first quarter, and they climbed all the way back into this one and were able to win. That was it was not a pretty win by any stretch of the imagination. It was actually pretty ugly. But when you look at what South Carolina did last week to Kentucky, and you look at what LSU was dealing with in the first quarter on the road, one of the more impressive things I saw all weekend, LSU.
Yeah, I think LSU is exactly who they were last year. Very good offense, very questionable defense. I thought the defense had gotten better, and they don't look much better at this point. I'm interested to see what y'all think about a call that was extremely questionable. Nussmeier throws an interception in the red zone, and it's basically a pick six for 100 yards. It's called back, though, by what a lot of people think is a controversial call, where Nussmeier, and I forget the young player's name, but he decides to take a shot at Nussmeier. Now, it wasn't the worst of shots, but it's a two-hand shove at a time where what are you doing? It was one of those plays where you just wanted to take a shot at the quarterback. Whether you think it should have been a penalty or not, it was a silly play. It was a dumb play by him, to be frank. What'd you guys think about that penalty? Because it ended up being a game changer.
Yeah, I think that for me, it's a blindside block. I mean, you can take the helmet out of you all you want to. It's a blindside block by definition. So, Tiff, I don't know. That's the way I saw it.
That's what I would agree to. A lot of questionable calls in that game. Some people saying that LSU kind of got bailed out. Being able to survive some of the questionable calls. I guess I'm maybe on both sides. But when we come back here, let's switch gears and get to some baseball. We're talking Braves, and we'll hit a TV's timeout from my trip covering a Rocky Mountain showdown out in Colorado. We'll be right back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.